Hey everyone, and welcome to Rise Above 2K. I'm Gax, and I'll be your host as we dive into all things NBA 2K. This community is dedicated to players who are serious about the grind and committed to improving their game. We'll be covering everything from the latest in 2K26 to news and events from our Rise Above community, as well as following our fearless leader, the Unicorn Big, on his journey through the world of NBA 2K. If you like what you see, be sure to hit the like and subscribe button. And if there's anything you want to see us cover in a future video, let me know in the comments and we'll get to work. But without further ado, I'm pleased to welcome back the Unicorn Big for an update on all things 2K26 after a weekend of grinding. How are you doing today?
Yo, Gax, what's up? I'm good. Early release was great. Got in a lot of hours, not as much as some people out there. And standard release is coming up on Friday, so ready to get every grinder in there and get going. Let's hit the court.
All right, well, let's get right into 2K26. As of this recording, you've had 4 full days to get in some gameplay. What are your first impressions?
So I think the game itself just looks super clean. Park is great. I love the little portal thing that they set up. They said that they would make the city smaller, so they did. It's way more easier to all take in. There's always 1,000 things to do, so you can't do everything at once. And then just overall, the game just feels more real. But, you know, every year that goes on, that's what to expect. From all accounts, I've heard that 2K26 is one of the best that's been in years. So, great.
I want to talk about that feel a little bit. There's a new dynamic motion engine. How has that changed the feel of the gameplay? How does it feel to you?
So, I think size matters. I think weight matters. I think attributes matter. This has always been a thing, but you really can feel it. So, if you're going up against a 7'4", and he knows what he's doing. That has been a huge, huge change. Defense is just a little bit different. There was a few tricks that you just can't pull off this time. And, you know, shooting has totally been different. I mean, there's really no other way to describe it, except it's a learning curve for some, I'm sure, including myself. But once you get the hang of it, it's super smooth. And overall, like I said, the game just feels more real, like you're right there in the action.
So I want to get into defense a little bit. Defense is a big part of your game. Collisions, body control, the general approach to inside defense has seen some changes. What have you noticed while in game?
So what everyone's been saying is that height would make a huge difference in this cycle. One thing, and this is like pretty precise, but one thing is, as a big, you can basically just keep your hands up and defend anyone without jumping. If somebody's 6'11", 7', 7'1", 7'2", 7'3", or even 7'4", which they have now, you can't just rely on keeping your hands up. You got to jump up. The weight and the height are just a huge, huge difference from last year. It's still super skill-based. But you just can't get away with some of that stuff that you got away with last year. So I would say that's probably the biggest difference.
Okay. Well, what have some other changes been like being a big in 26? Because obviously we're getting a lot of content about different positions, but we're not seeing a lot about what it's like to be a big in 26. How has your approach changed in that regard?
Well, there's, you know, that two ways to look at it. I think number one is I was going into this season with an idea of how I wanted my build to be. So this year I'm really focused on, you know, big, but not like huge to where I still have speed. So right now I'm 7'1", 253 with pop and very high rebounds. What I've noticed is guys that are really good and know how to create a good build and are 7'4", they're just like optimal. It's crazy. I tried it and it was very bad. And anyone who I've played with knows that build needs to RIP forever. So, you know, I think the biggest thing is, like I said, right, is like size and weight is everything. And you need to decide, right, like what type of big do you want to be? Because you being an inside and not having inside height and weight and strength, like you just can't get away with it this year. And the same thing goes for poppers, right? Like you know, knowing how to shoot is important, but your green windows is not, you're not just gonna be able to pull it off if you don't have a decent shot. So that's probably the biggest thing I would say.
Okay. Well, let's transition into some of the game functions, because the city's been given some serious changes in quality of life buffs. How does that factor into your game? What's it like being in the city in 2K26?
So like I said earlier, I mean, it's smaller, which is good. You know, I've only been playing for 4 or 5 days. There's people out there that were 750 games deep by yesterday, which I do not understand how they did it without some sort of illicit drug. But, you know, it just looks awesome. And I know that's lame to say, right? But like Rec, for instance, the lobby in Rec is just way cooler. It looks like you're going into an actual like college rec house that has courts in it and whatnot. Like the last one kind of looked like they're trying to do something like space age or something. So that's awesome. I love the portal in the park. It just makes the going through the city so much like easier and more condensed. So you don't have to like walk all the way out to all of these courts and all that nonsense. You just go into one portal and that's great. I haven't gotten the chance yet to play Proving Grounds, but the review so far from the players I've played with is that it's way better than the awful, terrible color scheme that they had last year. Then, you know, I would just say overall, like crisp, clean. I have a hard time complaining about anything in the city. That being said, there's 1,000 things to play in this game and I haven't got into them, all, but we'll get into those, next week. And, just love it that it's small. It's so nice. It's so nice. You don't feel like you're playing, you know, Batman Arkham Knight or an RPG game necessarily when you're going to go play city games.
So speaking of new players, there's going to be a ton of new and casual players who are tuning into the broadcast and trying to figure out what to look forward to in 26. What's your best piece of advice for people who are just picking up the game this weekend?
So my biggest piece of advice is like pick what you're good at or what you want to be good at and focus in on that, right? Like, don't try to like create some meta build or something if like you don't know exactly how to use it. There's been people who played with me this week when I tried that and it wasn't good, right? So like if you want to be an inside big, boost up your attributes to be an inside big. If, you know, you want to be a different position, like pick what you're good at, look at 2K Labs and like go full throttle for the things you're good at. I would not suggest in this game trying to have some balanced build that's good for everything because the game just simply won't allow you to do that. The other thing is, right, like you can only be an 85 when you start. You've got to work your way up to a 99, even if you have the VC. So that makes it even more important that you really focus in on what you want to be good at and leave the other stuff at bay until you can get there or use cap breakers.
My biggest advice, if you're going to try to be a big, you should like and subscribe to this broadcast because you're going to get a ton more information on how bigs progress through this 26 cycle. What are you most excited about for the rest of this cycle?
So the Pro-Am Summit seems really cool. You know, I hope that we can gather a Pro-Am team that can get somewhat close to that. There's just a lot of features that I aspire to be able to be a part of a team that can get there, whether that's the streaks option, the MVP, all of those things. There's just so many things that they added this year that I'm super looking forward to.
Awesome. And I want to talk about something that's really huge, not just for 2K26, but also for the Rise Above community. The cruise feature, what are your initial impressions or what are some of the plans as far as Rise Above 2K's approach to cruise?
Sure. So I think the cruise approach is awesome. I have not heard one person complain about it, except for how you invite someone to a crew. They made that super complicated, but I guess that's 2K being 2K. Look, you know, I think as far as crews go and the server goes, you know, we're all about community. Rise Above 2K isn't about me. It never has been. It's about all those players that are in the server, on voice chat, talking in 2K discussion, dropping their builds, dropping their stats. That's what it's about. And Cruise is so much fun because it's just little micro communities trying to build, working together to, you know, grind as hard, as fast as they can to get those cap breakers and get everything that they want out of it. So I think it's great. What we're doing is three things. So A, I want RA2K to be a place where crew leaders can go and find the talent that they want on their team. Also, people looking for crews can join up and find what team works best. So that's number one. Number two is we have two. So the two crews that are going off of our server right now. We have RA2K Prime, which I lead, and this is more of locked in players, players who are looking to play pro-am, players who are really grinding to get good and, you know, not necessarily like looking for L's, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then we have, I believe Kicker has called it All for One, originally called the RA2K Hoopers. And this is more of a fun crew, a little bit more casual, guys grinding to get better at the game, and, you know, just having fun playing it. I think they're probably beating us on crew members. inviting all of these crews to the server made it a little difficult for both of us to find crew members, but I'm sure when standard release happens, those crews will fill up. And I guess my last note on crews is, you know, for the last 6 or 7 weeks, I've been out building a community I've been out helping to try to build a community for Rise Above 2K, and so has other members of Rise Above 2K. And what's really cool is watching all of these other players, both in the server and out, trying to build these little Discord servers, trying to build these little crews, trying to build the communities that work for them. I'm all for it. I think it was a brilliant thing that 2K did, and I think it plays great into our server. And I can't wait for RA2K Prime to bust it up this year.
Yeah, and I've been really impressed with sort of the traffic that we've gotten through the crew recruitment channel. We've gotten a lot of people who have different goals with the crews they're trying to build, and finding like minds in our community, because we have a pretty strong array of players, and it's just been a hotbed of activity. Well, speaking of Rise Above 2K members and our community, what can our members expect to see in the coming weeks as we get into full-fledged 2K26?
All right, well, we got big things coming up. Get ready. Oh. A little teaser. Once we get through standard release, we don't know the exact date yet, but we're going to be doing a buy-in 5-on-5 tournament.
Awesome.
We'll have 8 to 10 teams. We're looking at a $25 buy-in per team. You know, we've gotten through one tournament, had a lot of fun, learned some lessons. This one's going to be for the ballers. There's going to be a lot of money on the line. So watch out. I would say once we get through standard release weekend, look for some tea leaves that following week into that weekend. You know, it's going to be first come, first serve. We're going to have 8 to 10 teams. The first 6 teams signed up. Excuse me. The first 6 teams signed up are going to get a bye. In the first round, those last 4 teams are going to have to play a play-in game. It's going to be wild. I'm super excited for it. And then everyone's been asking me, yo, Big, when are we starting the Pro-Am League? And, you know, A, we can't do everything at once, but we're going to try. So as soon as the 5-on-5 tournament's done, look for us to start an incremental 6-week pro-am league. I would say, don't know how many members yet. Don't know the buy-in schedule. I would say this is probably 3 to 4 weeks out. And then maybe we can have a big affair for a holiday tournament. Let's see what's in the cards.
Holidays are usually pretty big in the NBA world, so we're pretty excited to hear that. With that, we're going to get you out of here and back on the sticks. Thank you so much for your time today, and we'll be touching base again real soon.
All right, Gax, I'm throwing this in here. What's your favorite basketball move?
Oh, man. It is White Men Can't Jump. And I don't think there's any question. I'm not willing to hear an argument otherwise. And I'm definitely cutting that. Thank you so much for your time. I so appreciate it. We'll be talking to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
And that's a wrap for this episode of Rise Above 2K. A massive thank you to the Unicorn Big for dropping by and giving us incredible insights on the early release for 2K26. Sounds like there's a lot to be excited about, and we're just getting started on this journey. If you enjoyed the show, you want to stay ahead of the game, be sure to smash that like button and subscribe to the channel for more exclusive content, behind-the-scenes access, and a chance to connect with fellow ballers who are serious about the grind. Make sure to join our community on Discord. All the links you need for our Discord and more are going to be in the show notes below. Keep rising above, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you.